This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I got pretty angry, not surprised, and I think because there was a lack of surprise, the anger was a little bit subdued when I saw Bill Maher's segment attacking Alex Jones. And I'm not going to sit here and defend Alex Jones. He did that coherently and successfully himself, and he, you know, he really doesn't need the defense. I mean, Bill Maher didn't cite or give any of the evidence, any of the claims he made. But there's one claim in there that particularly offends me. Now, it's obviously insulting to an audience where you still have people saying that Obama didn't spy on Trump or that Trump wasn't being spied on. No, the FBI's admitted this. This is like saying grass isn't green. Okay? But when they use this attack on us at InfoWars and Alex Jones, where they say, Alex Jones claims Hillary Clinton was selling children out of a pizza parlor. No, he never said that. I mean, even of the stuff that you could say that we reported on, not reporting it ourselves, but reporting on other people reporting on it, that was never even said. But they used Megyn Kelly to clip things together. They used Bill Maher to attack him. But here's why I take offense to this, and this is not me up here trying to defend Alex. It's that it's trying to defend the children. So I don't really care if Bill Maher wants to make fun of us. I don't really care if Megyn Kelly wants to clip things together to try to dehumanize us. We expect that. What angers me about this is how they make a joke out of it, and then the general population thinks that child trafficking is some sort of a joke or that it doesn't go on. And all you have to do is go into the WikiLeaks, the Podesta emails, and look at the emails where they talk about pizza maps, pizza parties, hot dog parties, Obama flying in pizza for $65,000 from Chicago. You look at the spirit cookings. You look at the Podesta art. You look at Laura Silsby. You look at all these connections. And then they focus on the pizza parlor in D.C. that all the Democrats meet at, where there's some weird meat on that bone. And then other people report on it, and they somehow say that that's our narrative. But just to show you why I get so offended by this, let's go to clip 8. Underground bunker possibly used for human trafficking found by a veterans awareness group. Craig Sawyer, a good friend of the show, one of the veterans behind that. Look at what they discovered in clip 8.
I mean, just to the right, I mean, trees. Just on the left side of this fence, that's where this thing is.
This is a prison cell. Only kids are being held down here.
And they brought me into the camp and showed me the underground bunker. It was basically a giant plastic container with a hole only small enough for a child to crawl in and out of. And it was angled in such a way, and it was buried underground, that a small child that was in there could not have gotten out on their own.
They're having them slide up.
There's a child's vanity and a hospital.
That looks like a child's car seat. Strollers and children's toys and clothing and food packets and stuff like that. So clearly children have been kept here.
All right, so with these straps.
But one thing that was really disturbing was there were arm restraints, wrist restraints on two trees angled like this to where friends of mine that are investigators that do a lot of stuff on the border say, Craig, that's a rape tree. That looks exactly like wrist restraints for a rape tree. It doesn't look like anything else. This is clearly a disturbing and wrongful thing going on. It's inhuman. Maine, it's shocking and upsetting to any decent adult.
You know, I had Craig send me some exclusive footage that he shot on his cell phone of that, and that's why I take it so offensive when they try to make a huge joke out of people reporting on child sex trafficking. You know, Bill, you can make fun of Alex Jones all you want, but when you make a joke out of child sex trafficking, which is very real and protected by governments and elites, you're keeping those children enslaved. So just keep that in mind. The next time you want to make fun of us reporting on child sex trafficking, there are actual dungeons and rape trees underground where children are trafficked. So that's no joke to me.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, my guest is Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. Now, Leo, obviously there is a lot of big developments happening in Italy right now, and you know, you've been reporting on this, you've been seeing this coming for a while, and we've always wondered, will the populist momentum, will the nationalist momentum come to fruition? You've known, you've had all these hurdles in front of you to leap, but George Soros, being one of those hurdles, is now starting to panic. And it looks like the reality is setting into him that Italy wants out of the EU. And so now they're kind of debating a new tactic here, it seems like to me, Leo, where maybe they kind of do a thing where they let Italy think it's getting out of the EU, but just keep it in kind of like a Brexit deal in order to keep the populace at bay. But you're the expert from LeoZagami.com. Leo Zagami, what is the story today? What is the latest on the populist uprising in Italy?
Well, hello, Owen, and hello to our viewers and listeners. I would say that the main thing is the visit of George Soros in Italy, which I found profoundly disturbing, as also this visit has been made on money given by the taxpayers, because he participated to the economic festival in Trento, which has taken money financed by the state. It's a very left-wing kind, of course, of organization involved with this whole thing, but George Soros took advantage of his speech on the 2nd of June, given to a packed audience inside the place, but the actual screen where it was projected outside for the festival, I have even a picture of it, was completely empty. Because, of course, all the people who wanted to see Soros wanted to be there without being seen themselves. And he said some very heavy things, some very heavy accusations, especially against Donald J. Trump. He said that Trump is basically a threat to the economy. He doesn't understand the basic elements of economy. How is possible he makes these statements when he was a supporter of Obama, who made a disaster of U.S. economy? And at the same time, he attacked the new coalition in Italy, defining them, of course, with as a threat, but also focusing on Matteo Salvini, accusing him of possibly having taken money from Russia. Now, from the inside, because as you know, I have also been involved in politics here in Italy, I know that for sure Matteo Salvini and the Nordling didn't take any money from Russia, because Russia simply didn't give them any money. They gave them the possibility of a collaboration, of course. They are in very good terms. And in fact, Matteo Salvini, who is the new Minister of Interior, who has promised in the last few days that he will deport 500,000 immigrants from Italy, creating, of course, chaos in the EU, and George Soros had to intervene directly. He arrived there at the festival and said, before arriving at the festival, in an article for the Corriere della Sera, warned Italy of being in this position, and also warned the EU of having given Italy the possibility, with their actions, of electing the Northern League and the Five Star Movement. Basically, George Soros is not stupid. He said that if the EU continues in this undiplomatic way with the accusations that we talked about from the various German politicians and the EU Commission and so on, well, they will actually probably win with an even larger majority the next time. But, of course, George Soros is not a friend of Italy. He's a friend of the Democratic Party in Italy, and in fact, he has used this, let's say, this possibility for him to talk to the Italian audience to immediately accuse this new government of basically not being suitable for Italy. But Salvini immediately replied, saying he never took any liras, any rublo, any euros from Russia.
So they're using the same tactic there with the whole Russia angle to try to stop this nationalist movement. But again, you see some of the reservation on George Soros, where he realizes now that this movement is real and it's enough to probably get Italy out of the EU if by way of vote, if it came to that. So it sounds to me like he's kind of trying to pander to this, to have a false sense of security that, oh yeah, Italy maybe you can get out of the EU, just like the Brexit vote. Like, yeah, we'll give you your vote. You're still in the EU. You voted to be out of it, but you're still in it, and we gave you the vote. So, you know, quit complaining. And so maybe they do something like that. But overall, I mean, it's just amazing that George Soros will go in front of Italy and say that Trump is a threat to the economy when he's the damn threat. He knows he's the threat. He's the one that bet on the EU. If Italy has a sovereign nation, he's the one that loses.
There's another important news that I got in the last few hours. There was strong criticism of Soros' presence with taxpayers' money in that region from the Italian Association, the Israel-Italian Association. Alessandro Bertoldi, who is the official spokesman for the Israel-Italian Association, basically confirmed what Alex Jones and you have always said, that Soros is a Nazi. The Israeli associations in Italy say that he's a dangerous guy. He's already been kicked out of Austria. He's been kicked out of Hungary. A couple of days ago, he closed down also his office.
Yeah, his home country doesn't even want him.
Sorry?
His home country doesn't even want him.
Well, his own country doesn't want him, but he moved to Berlin to be close to Angela Merkel, so, you know, they can be...
Yes, and Jean-Claude Juncker, the Nazis come back together.
Absolutely. I mean, the open society moving the headquarters in Europe to Berlin is very ominous of a Nazi takeover. And the crazy thing is, this parliament is just coming together in the next couple of days, this new government in Italy, but of course we had the worst attacks on it already from the Democratic Party in Italy, accusing them of being fascist and so on. But Matteo Salvini went down to Sicily and said very, very clearly, Sicily can't become the refugee camp of Europe. I mean, come on, guys, you can't make Sicily the refugee camp of Europe. It's completely impossible to tolerate for Sicilians, and I think that everybody knows that Sicilians can get very dangerous at times. So I think that George Soros should really leave Italy. Matteo Salvini in the last few hours also added fuel to the fire, as you say, and he said that soon George Soros will not make welcome anymore in Italy. It will not be possible for Soros to come in Italy again, because he will, of course, have argued with one of the most of the key figures, the Interior Ministry, who is also the head of the police in Italy, by the way. So to have an argument with the head of what is the driving force of Italian society at this moment, keeping the security in Italy, I mean, it's not a good idea. Any case, the fact that they want to connect Salvini with Putin is typical, like they did with Trump and Russia. So the techniques are exactly the same. It's just like something we have seen over and over again. The liberals going crazy. The media in Italy can't just take and let them work, can't take this situation, and they seem to be panicking, all of them. So I think it's a very interesting situation. And like you said, maybe they will give Italy the illusion of getting rid of Europe, but like Nigel Farage said recently, this is only the beginning of Italy's rebellion. I mean, Italy's nationalism runs very deep, as well, of course, as their fascist roots. We don't want to go back to fascism. Of course, we are totally against what Mussolini did with the racial laws. But I tell you, Italy is not a country that will continue being treated this way by the European Union. Especially now, in the next few days, they will have a meeting in Brussels regarding the immigrant situation. And Matteo Salvini said he's not going to participate. Also because, apart from the fact he has to be in Italy...
Hold your thought right there, because we got to go to break here. So we'll pick it back up there on the other side of this break. But I think it's good news, because to me, it shows that Soros is weakening, and he knows he's weakening. And so he's kind of like, all right, I gotta back off in Italy here, or this could be a death blow to my Nazi EU headquartered in Berlin regime. I mean, this is with Jean-Claude Juncker in charge.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, how do you cover this? Okay, so you've got George Soros, a Hungarian-born Jew, who goes on 60 Minutes and tells his story about being a young man during the Nazi regime, saying it was the best time of his life. That's what built his character, betraying his fellow Jews, rounding up his fellow Jews, stealing their property. He loved it. Then you've got Jean-Claude Juncker, the offspring of another Nazi sympathizer who worked for Hitler, whose father-in-law was also a Nazi sympathizer. And you've got these two basically running the EU. George Soros and Jean-Claude Juncker. There they are. Both not, you could say, I mean, they want to cry Nazi all day long. There's your dang Nazis. Right there. If anyone's a Nazi, it's those two. And by the way, the original plans for the Nazi regime was essentially what the EU is today. How ironic, it's still based out of Berlin. I mean, it's like they're doing this right in front of you. And then they point the finger at conservatives and nationalists and say, you're a Nazi. And then Google, whether it's individuals at Google or their AI, now say that Republicans are Nazis. And it's like, George Soros and Jean-Claude Juncker, though, don't even exist. You know, you search them, you're not going to find their Nazi ties. Not front page, not right there. And Leo, this is like the overarching agenda behind the EU. It's about centralized power. And Soros has bet with all his hedge funds and all his billions of dollars on the EU coming to fruition for full power. And now it's collapsing and he realizes it. And so he's panicking. And then you've got in Italy now, where there's this mass migration problem all across Europe, but Italy is finally saying with enough consensus, we've had enough, and its leaders are doing something about it. So now here we are, Leo, break it all down with what has led to this moment and what comes next in Italy with this populist and nationalist uprising.
Well, yesterday, as said earlier, Salvini, the new interior minister, was in Sicily, and immediately now there is a diplomatic confrontation with Tunisia. and with Tunisia, because he has basically said to Tunisia, you can't keep on sending all your worst people here. I mean, people who are usually, you know, people who are in jail and just come out of jail, or actually just broke from jail, they just go on a ship and go all the way to Italy. We had a boat of immigrants arriving in Sardinia earlier on, I think yesterday, and there was...
Whoa, hold up. Did you just say there's a boat arriving in the islands of Sardinia?
Yeah, there was a boat of immigrants who arrived and stowed in a restaurant. They broke into a restaurant. They stole over €1,000 of food and money. Fortunately, the Carabinieri, the police, arrived and they
got arrested. The Sardinians aren't going to put up with that.
No, they're very, they are even worse than the Sicilians. So they use this knife to cut people, which is made like this, and you put them under and you cut them like open. So I think it's not a good idea to get the Sardinians angry. In any case, as I said, the fact that Soros used this trip to Italy to criticize Trump and also give an ominous prophecy saying that Trump's political stand is going to end after the midterm elections. Now, I will invite Trump and his supporters to keep an eye on Soros, because this guy is working around some kind of plan for the midterm elections, and after that he wants to see Trump totally out of the picture, because Trump is his main enemy. So we need to really make George Soros aware that we are on his case, that we are not going to take this anymore, neither in Europe or in the U.S. And here in Italy is now an open war between the Interior Minister and George Soros, who in any case is still considered a very important ally by the President of Italy, Mattarella, who received him in private last year together with the ex-Prime Minister Gentiloni. So we have a very very delicate situation now with the new government that, of course, has been sustained by all the people. On the 2nd of June, if you go on the internet, you will find this incredible military parade made in Rome. And finally, the soldiers were proud of their government. Last year, the communists were in power, disdained this event, and even made faces during the parade, making...
So just like how Trump has returned American pride and nationalism to America, you're seeing that in Italy happening right now.
Yes, the new Prime Minister Conte, we want
to... I'm sorry, Leo, I just want to pause you right there, and we're going to continue to get updates from you on that situation, but I just want to go for the final 2 minutes here in a different direction, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And I want to go here with you because I know that you know a lot of this stuff behind the scenes, Illuminati, secret societies, where this weekend I decided to just go back down the rabbit hole away from politics into the secret history and the secret stuff. Now, there was a story that went viral today. A major physics experiment just detected a particle that shouldn't exist. Well, okay, it shouldn't exist based on mainstream science and mainstream physics, right? But this is like what they're going to say, because I think right now, Leo, we're on the verge of a major breakthrough when it comes to human history. Now, the reason why I was shocked at the island of Sardinia, many people probably don't realize the secret human history that is on the island of Sardinia and how the Catholic Church has been working to bury a lot of that secret history. So just in the final minute and a half here, Leo Zagami, leozagami.com, do you think we're on the verge of getting a lot of the secret history of humans out there? Do you think a lot of the mysteries of the universe are finally going to come to the general population's understanding and knowledge?
Well, of course, they are moving towards merging with artificial intelligence, which means an immense amount of knowledge altogether and for everybody. At that point, though, they will have to control such knowledge. And at the same time, the CERN laboratories in Switzerland are working to break into what is the mysteries of the ultimate mysteries of quantum physics, to enter other dimensions, and possibly, of course, doing damage by doing this kind of experiments, because they might even be very dangerous for humanity to open those dimensions, which of course also are linked with esotericism, with the use and the invocations of certain entities. There was that ritual that went on mysteriously in front of the CERN laboratories that nobody ever really gave us a serious explanation of what went on. I mean, there is a video of somebody stabbing a woman. There is these people in capes.
Stuff in the sky, too. And a lot of people don't even know about CERN. They don't know about the Hadron Collider. And it's all right there. The mysteries of the universe are right there for us, Leo Zagami, if people just want to look. LeoZagami.com, great work as usual. We'll stay in touch as you're giving us all the updates on the populist uprising in Italy. There goes Leo Zagami from LeoZagami.com. On the other side, I'll try to get to more of this news. It just keeps coming, the craziness, folks. It just keeps coming.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You know, we really don't go too deep into the rabbit hole here at InfoWars. We try to stick to certain political issues, current issues, and not get too into the paranormal or the secret history. Hey, guys, could you pull that down? Actually, sorry, that's kind of just distracting me. The crew just put news reports going on the screen. If you think it's something I need to see, just print out the story for me. But if I look kind of tired today, this weekend, I just went deep down the rabbit hole of secret history and the origins of humanity that they don't talk about, the mysteries of the universe that they don't highlight. And it's funny because there was a moment in time over the weekend where I was watching something. It's honestly, it's so complex. It's so complicated. It's like NASA. It's like, what do you get into when you want to talk about NASA? You want to talk about all the fakes NASA's put out, many of which that they admit now. And it's funny because I was watching a documentary and it had Stanley Kubrick talking about his most famous film ever that nobody knows he did it. And then, of course, right after that, I was listening to Alex Jones' special report from over the weekend where he was talking about getting information off record from Stanley Kubrick and his family about his most popular film ever that nobody knows he shot. But it's like, that's just one angle of secret modern history. That doesn't even get into the secrets of the ancient pyramids, the secrets of the megaliths. But it's all out there. And we sit here and we obsess over race. We obsess over a gay cake. And it's just a joke. It's all just a joke when it really comes down to it. Secret energy. I mean, you can't even believe the stuff that humanity has been denied. I don't know if Trump's going to reveal it all, but he's certainly moving that direction. He said so in his inaugural speech. Does Trump deliver? Oh, and then there's these crazy connections with Trump and Tesla and then Trump's gold apartment. I mean, I'm already going off the ledge. This is just like, but you come back down to earth, which is where they want us, and you deal with the muck. Like, look at what's going on in California right now. Okay, so who runs California? Well, the Democrats run California. Proud Democrat state. The liberal bastion in America is California. Bay Area poll. 46% of residents want to leave. Well, there's all kinds of reasons for that. You got feces on the streets. You've got rampant violence on the streets. You've got rampant homelessness on the streets run by Democrats. But what is the solution? Well, they're going to start giving them money. California City fights poverty with guaranteed income. Sounds good. Sounds like it might work. But keep that story up, guys, because it all comes back to that. Look at what California has done in the history. The Clean Needle Program. Now there's needles all over the streets. Now there's more drug use, more homelessness. They thought the Clean Needle Program would work. It backfired. More STDs. You can point to the Clean Needle Program perhaps for that. But you don't even have to. The California government says you can now knowingly spread HIV and it's not a crime. STDs skyrocket in California and their politicians are scratching their heads like, what? How is this going on? And then they're all moving out of California. They can't afford it. They're sick of walking down the street and having to smell human feces. They're sick of walking down the street having to see a bum do his business in the streets. They're sick of being taxed to nothingness. They're sick of not being able to afford the rent except in an area where there's a feces-ridden street. And so what does California say? Well, we'll just give people money. That'll solve the problem. We'll just give them needles. That'll solve the problem. Oh, and then what happens? Drug use up. STD up. Poverty up. Meanwhile, they want to bring in more people. So that's just one set of stories. How about this, though? You know, you have to say, Bill Clinton is finally catching some flack for all the philandering he did when he was president. Well, maybe not all of it, but at least with Monica Lewinsky. Now, I actually will give Bill Clinton a little credit, because he's kind of standing up to the plate and saying, yeah, I don't regret what I did with Monica. You know, it was consensual. We had a good time. You know, Me Too movement, who cares? So there's old Billy boy. Who's just kind of like, yeah, I did have sexual relations with that woman. And I kind of liked it. And I think I'd do it again. You see what my wife looks like? You're telling me you wouldn't search for something else? Have you seen that woman? You're telling me if you were married to that woman, you wouldn't search elsewhere? Take anything you get, baby. Oh, but then it gets even worse. And Bill Clinton says that he's a victim because he left the White House in debt. Oh. Do you remember when Hillary Clinton said that she was dead broke? Or who was it? Was it Hillary that said she was dead broke? Can you guys find that story? I think it was Hillary Clinton that said she was dead broke. Oh, no, she said we left the White House dead broke. Oh. I mean, you want to talk about bold-faced liars. Oh, my gosh. But I am calling for the entire world to revisit the most famous selfie ever. Now, you may recall the most famous selfie ever taken by Ellen DeGeneres. I think it's time we revisit this. You remember how famous this was? You remember how this was the biggest story, the most shared social media post? Well, let's share it again. Look at who you got here. You got Kevin Spacey in the background. Oh, everybody knew about him. You've got Meryl Streep in there as well, who worshipped Roman Polanski. You've got the Trump-hating Jennifer Lawrence, whose career is tanking. And you've got the entire Hollywood cabal that knew about Harvey Weinstein the whole time right there. So let's revisit this social media post, the most famous social media post of all time. Let's reshare this with the hashtag they all knew. And Harvey Weinstein is now being indicted in his rape case. Allison Mack is now trying to reach a plea bargain on her involvement in the sex trafficking of the Nexivim sex cult. Mm-hmm. And they all knew. All of them. They all knew about Harvey Weinstein. They all knew about Roman Polanski. They all knew about the sex cults. All of them. And then they all went out and virtue signaled to you that Trump was bad, hashtag me too. The entire phony Hollywood cabal and establishment is falling apart at the seams.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Come again now, baby, like a dark year.
and gentlemen. Now, you saw the attacks on Alex Jones on the Mill Bar program, the Schmill Schmar program, the fake time with Schmill Schmar. And you need to just understand the reason why they do this stuff is not for their own comical reasons. Maybe some of the writers have some political reasons and they think they can, I guess, make us look bad or whatever. They hate us. But the overall consensus of the attacks on InfoWars and Alex Jones are to create an environment where they can take us out. And you need to understand that's what's really behind all this stuff. They really want us shut down. They really hate us. They can't stand us being there. And there's two kind of weird conflicts that they have with this. One, see, it all comes from their own cowardice and their own inability to defeat us organically. So they kind of use the political strife and the political differences as a facade for their reason to bring us down. They'll say they don't like what we talk about, what we say. And there's a little element of truth to that. But that's really just a facade. That's really just a false narrative they put together. The real reason that a lot of these people want to shut down is because they can't compete with us. So they'll act, people like Bill Maher and his writers, it's really not even Bill Maher, it's just his writers, will act like we're bad, we have to be shut down because of the things we say and that they disagree with. Really, it's that they can't compete with us. See, they didn't used to attack Alex like this and InfoWars like this 10 years ago when InfoWars didn't have an average weekly audience of probably 40 million people. Oh, but see, now they realize, whoa, their audience is probably bigger than ours. We can't stand for this. We can't have their message bigger than ours. No. It's their message that's the problem. Their message is the problem. No, you just can't compete with us. Think about this. Bill Maher does, what, a one-hour show once a week? One-hour show once a week needs a team of writers and a teleprompter. We do 10 hours of live broadcasting here. Zero writers, zero teleprompters. Now, you want to know why they're afraid of us? Because they can't compete with us. And then the other added element of this that makes it so beautiful is that they can't shut us down because you fund us. So it's like they can't go to the normal outlets to say shut them down. They can't attack our sponsors and say quit funding them because our sponsors are you. And the more that they demonize us, you, our sponsors, support us more. And so right now we still have the extended special. I'm not sure how much longer this is going to last. At InfoWarsStore.com, the Patriot special, the Memorial Day special, is still extended. Now, this is, like, ridiculous. This shouldn't be going on. I'm not sure how much longer this is going to last. I'm just telling you how it is. So I would take an advantage of the free shipping store-wide, the 50% off half the supplements right now. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, the Memorial Patriot special extended. And I'm not just blowing smoke here, folks. I'm telling you, this special should have been shut down a while ago, and it's going to be shut down soon, I'm sure. So just take advantage of a 50% off the Brain Force Plus. Take advantage of the 50% off Super Male Vitality. Take advantage of the 50% off the Immune Wall. The 50% off the Real Red Pill Plus. The list just goes on and on and on. 50% off Alpha Power. 25% off Survival Shield X2, a game-changing product. Free shipping store-wide. So you get the emergency food, which is pretty expensive to ship. Well, that's included. Free shipping. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support that makes all of this possible. And if you listened to Alex Jones yesterday, you heard him talking about, you want to know the difference between a Glenn Beck and an Alex Jones, or even a Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones. And I'm not trying to cast any shade in this analogy, well, maybe to Glenn Beck more than anything, but look at what Alex has built. four studios and a crew of now, I think, 40 or 50 people on the media side. When I got here, it was less than, I think, 30 people on the media side. Now it's up, I think, over 40. And I've been here for 2 years now. So that's what your support at InfoWarsStore.com has done. And you haven't even seen the biggest studio. So look at what Alex Jones has done with your support and self-funding versus what others in media do with corporate funding and a lot more of it. Nobody builds what Alex has built. Nobody's done what Alex has done to try to change the world. So that's what your support at InfoWarsStore.com does. So take advantage of the specials right now. And as we're under more attack than ever, you know what we need, and that's funding for all the lawsuits we have to fight, too. So it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let me just close out the hour here and then recharge the batteries in the next hour, where we're going to be joined by Andre Afanasyev from Sargrad.tv. He's going to be talking about the fake death of the anti-Kremlin journalist. And, of course, I want to get into the Skripal case, where I think it's the same deal. I think that it was probably, you know, British intelligence or something to do with British intelligence, the poisoning. And then they tried to blame Russia, much like the fake death, which was tried to be blamed on Russia. So we'll get into that with Andre Afanasyev from Sargrad.tv in the third hour. But first, let me just go to this clip here. This is clip seven, guys. Now, you'll remember during the presidential campaign, Hillary Clinton would just disappear for weeks at a time. She'd just vanish, which is unheard of during a presidential campaign. Now, we knew what was going on. She was having serious health concerns, still is. You know, she has to wear Caesar glasses. Now she has to wear, like, a back brace everywhere she goes. I guess that's what you have to do when you don't have a spine. But remember, we would report, where is Hillary? And the media said, look at the crazy saying, where is Hillary? Oh, but now look at Brian Pennywise Stelter in clip seven, wondering where Melania Trump is.
President, the White House have been quite quiet about is Melania Trump and her status. We did see her tweet the other day, but the first time we've caught a glimpse of her, the last time we caught a glimpse of her was on May 10th.
We need to have a glimpse of her.
More than 3 weeks.
We need to report bad news about her.
Her surgery, her time at Walter Reed, and now her invisibility. You see on Twitter, she addressed this. She kind of blamed the media a bit. She said the media was working overtime, speculating about where I am and what.
Yeah, and then you're doing it.
Hold on,
right there. I can't. This is too glorious. Melania Trump is trolling Brian. Melania Trump literally puts out that tweet to troll the Brian Stelters of the world. And people, you need to understand, these people's IQs are that low that they literally take the troll on live TV. He's engaging in the troll on live TV. You're who she's talking about, Pennywise Stelter. Folks, I've met a lot of these people in media, and I can tell the difference between a Van Jones and a Don Lemon. Van Jones actually probably has a pretty high IQ, pretty smart guy. That's how he was able to get on Obama's administration. Don Lemon has the IQ of a lemon head. Brian Stelter has the IQ of a Pennywise red balloon. And let the segment speak for itself. Go back to Pennywise Stelter.
What I'm doing, rest assured, is that I'm here at the White House with my family, feeling great and working hard on behalf of the American people.
And then you take the troll and report on it.
How long does she have to be out of sight to make this a legitimate media story?
Pause it. There's no evidence of Russian collusion, except on the Democrat side. No evidence of Trump-Russia collusion, made-up story about some dossier, made-up story about some P-tapes, nothing, literally nothing, and CNN dedicates hours and days and months and years on end to reporting on a nothing story, and then Brian Pennywise Stelter looks like Humpty Dumpty, and he says, oh, how much information do we need to know until it's a legitimate media story? Bro, you report fake news willingly for a living! Brian Pennywise Stelter, who has a lower IQ? Brian Pennywise-Stelter, Don Lemon, or this pen on the desk? That's a serious question. This pen actually serves a purpose.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.